This can be on. Yeah. Only this one.
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय
నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి. హరే కృష్ణ. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 13, entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home. Verse number 52 and 53, because it doesn't have any purport. Sroto bhihi satta bhirya vai. శ్రోతోభిః సప్తభిర్యా వై స్పర్ధుని సప్తధా వ్యధా స్పర్ధుని సప్తధా వ్యధా సప్తానాం ప్రియతే నానా సప్తానాం ప్రియతే నానా సప్త శ్రోతః ప్రచక్షతే సప్త శ్రోతః ప్రచక్షతే శ్రోతోభిః సప్తభిర్యా వై స్వర్ధుని సప్తధా వ్యధా సప్తానాం ప్రియతే నానా సప్త శ్రోతః ప్రచక్షతే. Srotobhihi, by currents. Saptabhihi, by seven divisions. Ya, the river. Vai, certainly. Swardhuni, the sacred Ganges. Saptadha, seven branches. Vyadha, create. Saptanam, of the seven. Pritaye. For the satisfaction of Nana. Various. Saptasrotaha. Seven sources. Prachakshate. Known by name. Translation. The place is called Saptasrota, divided by seven, because there the waters of the sacred Ganges were divided into seven branches. This was done for the satisfaction of the seven great rishis. There's no purport, so we go to the next verse. On the banks of the Saptasrota, Dhritarashtra is now engaged in beginning Ashtanga Yoga by bathing three times daily in the morning, noon and evening, by performing the Agnihotra sacrifice with fire and by drinking only water. This helps one control the mind and the senses and frees one completely from thoughts of familial affection. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The yoga system is a mechanical way to control the senses and the mind and divert them from matter to spirit. The preliminary process are the sitting postures, meditation, spiritual thoughts, manipulation of air passing within the body, and gradual situation in trance, facing the absolute person, Paramatma. Such mechanical ways of rising to the spiritual platform prescribe some regulative principles of taking bath daily three times, fasting as far as possible, sitting and concentrating the mind on spiritual matters, and thus gradually becoming free from vishaya or material objectives. Material existence means to be absorbed in the material objective, which is simply illusory. House, country, family, society, children, property and business are some of the material coverings of the spirit, Atma. And the yoga system helps one to become free from all these illusory thoughts and gradually turn towards the absolute person, Paramatma. By material association and education, we learn simply to concentrate on flimsy things, but yoga process or yoga is the process of forgetting them altogether. Modern so-called yogis and yoga systems manifest some magical feats, and ignorant persons are attracted by such false things, or they accept the yoga system as a cheap healing process for diseases of the gross body. But factually, the yoga system is the process of learning to forget what we have acquired throughout the struggle for existence. Dhritarashtra was all along engaged in improving family affairs by raising the standard of living of his sons or by usurping the property of the Pandavas for the sake of his own sons. These are common affairs for a man grossly materialistic and without knowledge of the spiritual force. He does not see how this can drag one from heaven to hell. By the grace of his younger brother Vidura, Dhritarashtra was enlightened and could see his grossly illusory engagements. And by such enlightenment, he was able to leave home for spiritual realization. See, Narad Dev was just foretelling the way of his spiritual progress in a place which was sanctified by the flow of the celestial Ganges. Drinking water only without solid food is also considered fasting. This is necessary for advancement of spiritual knowledge. A foolish man wants to be a cheap yogi without observing the regulative principles. A man who has no control over the tongue at first can hardly become a yogi. Yogi and bhogi are two opposite terms. The bhogi, or the merry man who eats and drinks, cannot be a yogi, for a yogi is never allowed to eat and drink unrestrictedly. We may note with profit how Dhritarashtra began his yoga system by drinking water only and sitting calmly in a place with a spiritual atmosphere, deeply absorbed in the thoughts of Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanditam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinami Namaste Saraswati Gauravani Prajani Nirvishveshashunyavani He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jayapad Upesha Lobika Radha Kanta Namaste Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Adhidhanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So I would like to sincerely welcome all of you to our Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. Today also happens to be the beginning of the most auspicious month of Kartik, which is specially for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is considered the most auspicious month of the whole year. Because this month is non-different from Srimati Radharani personified, who is the mother of devotion, which is what ultimately we are all aspiring for in the human form of life. Today is also the most wonderful festival of Sharad Purnima, the day when Krishna performed the highest exhibition of spiritual reciprocation with the highest devotees ever in the whole of creation. The gopis of Vrindavan headed by Srimati Radharani. So, some devotee asked me, today are you giving festival class or are you speaking on Dhritarashtra? I also thought about it, but we speak so many times in the lecture that Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. He's like sugar candy. Wherever you taste, it's equally sweet. Krishna says, for a lover of Krishna, whether Krishna is performing his Rasleela or Krishna is in Kurukshetra Leela, fighting or facilitating a fight between, practically a world war, between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. For a devotee, it's the same, because wherever my lover is, whatever he does is wonderful. Krishna is wonderful. Everything, every word, every thought, every action of Krishna is actually amazing. To the extent we are receptive, like Arjun in hearing the Gita, or like Parikshit Maharaj in hearing the Bhagavatam, completely taking shelter of every word, the nectarian word that flowed from the mouth of either Krishna personally on the battlefield or Sukadeva Goswami. Because there is something, especially as sadhakas, as practitioners, aspirants of wanting to achieve the highest perfection of love of God. Anukulyasya sankalpo. Anything that is favorable is good. So, I decided I'll speak and see how this particular section of the Bhagavatam relates to Rasleela. So, few days back, this is one of the very long chapters. It has 60 verses. And we do one verse every day. Which means like over 2 months now. This is 52, 53. Over 2 months, Dhritarashtra is not quitting home. Why is it taking so long? This was told by our Dayal Chandra Prabhu while he was sitting right here giving a class. But that's true with all of us. Anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale taribare na dekhi upay. Truly that's our case. Life after life, millennium after millennium, universe after universe, brahmanda bhramite, we are simply going round and round like a silkworm caught in its own cocoon, which becomes the source of its death, in search of happiness. We are not really understanding how to achieve that. We are simply trying all our intelligence, our resources, wealth, anything that we have, to find that happiness, eternity, knowledge and bliss, such an ananda. But as soon as Vidura came, he facilitated. And because of that, Dhritarashtra, who, as they say in Marathi, kalat hai pan valat nahi. I understand, but I just can't accept it. I can't determinedly practice it. I understand everything. I am not the body I stole. I know. We are part and parcel of Krishna. That was the first time. Gita course mein aapne pehli din hi bola tha. I know that. I know devotion is everything. But. And this but goes on, you know, lifetimes after lifetimes. Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev. Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bij. But if we are fortunate in our, you know, sojourn in this material world, if at all we happen to come across a personality like Srila Prabhupada, who walked on this planet all over the world simply for one purpose, to get the Dhritarashtras out. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. The greatest illusion is I am this body and anything connected with this body is mine. Now, if only hearing this part, it seems, theek hai yaar, to kuch kare nahi kya, chuchcha baithe kya? Should we also quit home? मंदिर से निकल के अभी सीधा हिमालय जाऊंगा. सप्त स्वरूप किधर है बताओ, एड्रेस बताओ. गूगल में डाल के डायरेक्टली रीच देयर. सो वी मे वंडर एक्चुअली रियली इज दैट प्रैक्टिकल. हाउ डू वी एक्चुअली डू इट. इंटरेस्टिंग, विदुरा didn't tell this to Yudhishthir, who was emperor of the whole world, living in the same palace, hearing the same talk. This was more directed towards Dhritarashtra. Not as much. It was a principle. That's for everyone. But it was more towards Dhritarashtra than Yudhishthir. There are two chapters. Dhritarashtra quits home is the 13th chapter. And the 15th chapter, the Pandavas retire timely. Very interesting. Two chapters, but the title is different. Dhritarashtra quits home and the Pandavas retire timely. Vidura didn't have to remind Yudhishthir because he knew. Yudhishthir knows the goal of life. He knows exactly what to do when. And as soon as Yudhishthir Maharaj heard that Krishna has left this planet only to please Krishna, he was continuing to take the responsibility of the whole administration of the world. As soon as he heard that Krishna's plan, he is wound up. He also left along with the Pandavas and Draupadi. So he retired timely. While there is a difference between retiring and quitting. Not quit, kicked off. Actually, you know. Because eventually you have to leave. Either willingly or unwillingly. That's inevitable. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu. So there is, you know, if you go to the graveyard, they put this, you know, especially in Christian graves, you have this plaque put. So and so, 1950, 2000, dash, 2022. So there is 1950, date of birth, and 2022, date of departure, year of departure. In between there is a dash. So that little dash is extremely important. What you do in that dash between these two dates makes one Dhritarashtra or Yudhishthira. One dash is dashing against material nature since time immemorial. The other one is just thrust of that and then moves towards ultimate abode. So, of course, in the last practically 1.5-2 months, so many devotees speaking on each verse of this chapter are revealing so many amazing perspectives. And I was very carefully listening because I am also moving towards that. And so many wonderful lessons, practical lessons that can be learned that. One thing that we see, because Bhagavatam is an eternal scripture, meaning it is relevant to all the people, irrespective of whether they know it or not, whether they read it or not, whether they understand it or not, whether they realize it or not. It's an eternal scripture. It's an eternal reality. For all time and under all circumstances. So one thing that we can see here is Vidura's sensitivity. One aspect. Vidura walked away when Duryodhan literally kicked him out just with his life breath and the clothes that he was wearing. That's all. Insulted him extremely with harsh, piercing vak bana. So that situation for Vidura acted as opening of the door to eternal life. And the same situation for Duryodhan acted as the cocoon which binds the silkworm. Situation was the same, but how we respond to that situation. So Dhritarashtra, Vidura has come, and there is this Dhritarashtra, reluctant to move out, comfortably seated. And then there is this Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Dhritarashtra speaks extremely harsh, apparently, very harsh words. At the same time, he is so sensitive about Yudhishthira Maharaj situation and not to hurt him further. He doesn't speak about Krishna's departure. He is so sensitive. Why should I speak? The harbinger of bad news. Anyway, he will come to know. But to Dhritarashtra, he speaks very strong words. And both are perfect. It is described in the scriptures, those who are beyond the bodily concept of life, exalted souls, sometimes they are hard, their action, their words are harder than thunderbolt. And sometimes they are softer than rose petals. So to Dhritarashtra, he was like a thunderbolt. Very rough speaking. Very harsh. Apparently insensitive to his age and his situation. And he was so sensitive to not even to hurt Yudhishthira's emotions a bit. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, how respectfully, how sensitively he dealt with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Very, very careful, very, very loving, very respectful. But when he was going for his trip to South India, Bhattacharya couldn't tolerate and he fell down unconscious in separation from Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu didn't even look back. Imagine, you love someone and suddenly this person falls and faints in front of you. You will drop everything and, you know, pick him up, at least throw water and put some water and wake him up and put nothing. He didn't even look back. Just walked off. Nityanand Prabhu had to come and sprinkle some water and take him home. Mahaprabhu, was he not sensitive? He was. But this sensitivity was, how best I can serve this person in a way that is Krishna is pleased. And this is the consideration. Then a devotee, the focus is, what will please Krishna and what will benefit this individual? It's one thing to speak harsh, that anyone can speak. And even with little effort, we can even speak very softly. But can we have the required effect? The required effect, which is actually beneficial to that individual. And successfully it should happen. It should happen. That requires time, place and circumstance. What to say, how to say, when to say, how much to say. Should I say or should someone else say? What will have the best effect on that individual? I was attending a seminar in Mayapur where they were defining maturity. What is maturity? The balance between boldness and sensitivity. Or the balance between courage and consideration. One should be bold enough, one should be courageous enough to speak the truth. Sometimes truth is bitter. Sometimes truth is very painful. Sometimes truth seems very harsh. Main bolunga to, my relationship may be spoiled. But it's good for him. No, but how can I speak? He will not like it. He will not appreciate it. Our relationships may be strained. Yeah? It's a fact. But at the same time, bola to taklif, nahi bola to taklif. No? So this balance, to have the right effect also. When we are only harsh, bold, aggressive, it leaves a trail of burnt out cases. People hate that person. And if you are too soft, you are miserable. If you are harsh, you make others miserable. So the balance between when this is really mature, and when there is genuine love, and born out of that genuine concern, and when there is also investment in that individual, somebody else speaking that same word may not have the same effect. When Vidura spoke,
Vidura was speaking all along, but didn't have effect. But here, it had the effect, because the counteracting factors were not there. Who will completely, nahi, chhod do, unhone aisa bol diya, kuch nahi hota. Or some stubborn people who will continue to association. That association he was not there. So that is something that we learn in the Vanaparva of Mahabharata. Draupadi tells Yudhishthir Maharaj, quoting from various scriptures, when to be harsh and when to be soft. One cannot be always soft. One cannot be always harsh. If you are always harsh, people start hating you. People pray that he gets away out of the scene as quickly as possible. You know? Or they don't like. If you are only soft, people may take undue advantage and exploit. So, Prahlad Maharaj tells Bali, as a king, how one should be. So he said, you have to be soft or forgiving if the mistake is done for the first time. Second time, if he does the same mistake, he's a rascal. Prabhupada said that. First time you can do any mistake. Second time if you do that, you're a rascal. Same mistake. Different flavor chalega. Not the same mistake. Gadha kahin ka itna bhi nahi samajhta. Kal main bola tha, yahi kiya tha tu. So, if it is first time, if it is unknowingly done, that's all right. So there are certain circumstances where one is should be very soft. But if it is repeated, or is pretending unknowingly, but actually knows thoroughly, very calculative, he may have to do the needful. So, one who knows the art, these are like two tools. Which tool should fit now? We recently had Ayudh Puja. You know, Vijayadashmi, Dasara. So, all the tools are there, but you should know which tool to use when. That is an expert person. Overall, to be soft is always better. But selectively being harsh when necessary, such a person can achieve ultimate peace and be successful. So there is something we learn in this beautiful instance. Another thing, Prabhupada writes in one particular purport in Bhagavatam, there is no retirement in spiritual life. Sounds very nice. Bar bar retirement bol raha hai, main acha hu, strong hu. Yes. Neha vikramanash hosti. There is no loss. Jiji vishesh shatam samaha. One can eternally be active till the last breath of your life. One has to be active in serving Krishna. So when it is said, Pandavas retire timely, retiring from material activities which are entangling, thinking that I am indispensable. What will happen without me? How will the world go on? So that is what needs to be understood, and gradually, of course, this cannot happen overnight. It's not that, okay, theek hai bhi, 30th or so-and-so, August, September, 9th October, 12 o'clock at night, retired. That may happen in your company, whether you like it or not. But this understanding of yoga, what is being so beautifully given here, Prabhupada, right, the first, I would like to read that first for first sentence of the purport, please listen to this very carefully. The yoga system is a mechanical way to control the senses and the mind and divert them from matter to spirit. So it's not that you just turn, now you are fully yoga and here bhoga. So till 12 o'clock at night I am a bhogi and 10th October early morning I am a yogi. Why? Because I have turned from matter to spirit. You may physically be here, but are you in consciousness here? So my brother one time was talking to me and he gave a 4-word definition. And I said, this is real yoga. We were discussing in Hindi, of course. So he gave a 4-word definition of, he didn't speak about yoga, but I was ruminating over it, churning and given Prabhupada's purports. I said, this is the ultimate definition of yoga. So what are these 4 words? Very rhyming words, easy to remember, but very difficult to practice. He said, todo or chodo, modo or jodo. Only 4 words. And then I was trying to analyze. I said, wow, this is exactly what yoga is all about. Ashtanga yoga specifically, which is Prabhupada calls mechanical process. So the first 4 of the Ashtanga yoga is todo or chodo. Todo is more physical. No, Gandhiji had these 3 monkeys. Physically close your eyes, ears, mouth. But you may physically, but can you do it mentally, internally? It's not possible. It conditions since time immemorial. However, it has to be done. Tasmatvam indriyani adav niyamya bharatarshava papmanam prajahihyenam jnana vijnana nashma. First, physically at least restrain yourself from those things that are unfavorable. From those things that are not actually helpful towards the goal that you have set. So first physically do it. Following the 4 regulative principles, this is whatever, you know. But at the same time, mind is still attached. That is why Kunti says, Atha Vishvesu Vishvatman Vishvamurti Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnishu. Pasham, it's like a pash, is bound. It's extremely deep rooted. Imagine you go to a hospital in the ICU and your very, very near and dear person is lying on this bed. And when you go on the next bed, there's another person. And suddenly, pumping, everything happens, and they say, he left. And we say, hota hai. Ek na ek din sabko jana hai. Then you turn this side. And then suddenly the same symptoms happens here. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. You can't imagine. Here also was a physical body lying on this side of you and there was a body lying this side of you. This person passes, matter of fact, kya karein? Ye dunya hai hi aisa. Here, if this person passes, dunya banane wale kya tere man mein samayi? Kahe ka dunya banayi tum? Why is it? Because you are connected. The mind, the intelligence, the subtle body, it's so easy to at least you may physically restrain yourself. But the mind doesn't go so easily. So the whole process of yama, niyama, asana, pranayama is more gross. And then taking the mind a little bit, pratyahar. Pratyahar is to withdraw even the subtle mind and the senses from that. Then moro, to turn it around. That's called dovetailing. How can I just all of a sudden one day drop everything? It's not possible. Ashtanga yoga is quite difficult. But bhakti is so simple. Susukham kartum avyayam. We have a body. Body likes to eat things. Body likes to do things. Dance and enjoy. Party. So that is being dovetailed. You want to see something wonderful. You want to hear something nice. You want to experience something wonderful. You want to eat something nice. That's true. Modo. Turn it around and make it more favorable. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that bhojana doesn't mean only means food. Bhojana also means objects of sense gratification of the whole senses. Senses are meant to be satisfied. They are not to be unduly gratified. But they are meant to be satisfied. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. That is why our acharyas so wonderfully, so compassionately have given us such wonderful facility to engage our senses. You want to see something beautiful? Here it is. Which is not only satisfying and gratifying to the senses, but the subtle senses and eventually the soul. The soul is satisfied. Like in summer we apply nice chandan to the Lord. Personally, we have seen people sweating and making chandan. It doesn't make sense. Khud lagayega? Nahi, Bhagwan ke liye. No fan. Yes, when you apply it on your body, you feel cool for a few seconds. But when you apply it on the Lord, you feel completely cool within. So that you become oblivious to the situation outside. So this is modo, to turn. And gradually, jodo. Jodo means actually deeper connect. You know? So here, because Dhritarashtra unfortunately didn't have the required qualification. He had, but he didn't take advantage of it. It's like a pot with 100 holes in it. He was in the association of the Pandavas. He was in association of Vidura. Krishna would come regularly there. All the powerful sages would come and visit. Narada would come. So many people came and spoke so much wonderful things. He would hear, but his heart couldn't contain it for long because there was holes of attachment and also envy and unlimited, unfulfilled desires, which was not favorable for him. He knew, but he just couldn't deal with it. And therefore, forcibly it had to be done. Now, we may not be like Yudhishthir. At least we should not be like Dhritarashtra also. When we read that, we may say, itna bura bhi nahi hu main. You know, whenever these characters are read, ya, wo ek asur tha, jiska naam tha Hiranyakashipu. Asur tha, ek. Udhar kahin tha, bahar. But this little Dhritarashtra is in us. So, I would like to a beautiful section. So now coming to the connection of Dhritarashtra and Rasleela. I was thinking, how is it connected? We always say, where Gita ends, Bhagavatam begins. Where Bhagavatam ends, CC begins. And where CC ends, our journey ends. Cheto darpana madhya. Shikshastakam prayers. And what is the last prayer of Chaitanya Charitam? Last words. Asti seva padratam pinashkumam darsanam marmahatam. Yatha tathava vidadhatulam pato mat prananathas tusa eva napara. Unconditionally, my Lord, however you deal with me, I am yours eternally and unconditionally. And Gita begins with Dhritarashtra Uvacha. That's where we are beginning today. Dharma Kshetre Guru Kshetre Samaveta Yuyutsavaha Mamaka Pandavas Chayuva. Sanjay, कौन है वो लोग? किधर है वो लोग? क्या कर रहे हो वो लोग? अरे तुम्हारे ही बच्चे. माम का पांडव, दैट्स वेयर वी आर. अहम ममेत. एंड टुडे इज रासलीला, वेयर भागवतम एंड्स द पीक एंड वेयर सीसी बिगिंस एंड टेक्स टू द एक्मी, द क्रिस्ट ज्यूअल क्रिशेंडो देयर of Shikshastakam prayers, where Radharani in that mode is actually speaking. So this verse is the beginning of the journey and today's festival is the end of the journey. We are in between. Sometimes we look there, sometimes we look here. We are in a dark, long tunnel. Both sides, no light. That is our situation. The senses are still attached to Dhritarashtra consciousness. But the intelligence is convinced isme dham nahi hai. The senses have no taste for spirituality, but the intelligence is convinced isi mein asli jivan hai. So where the senses are, have taste. The intelligence is convinced there is no substance. And when there is no taste as yet, there is conviction that there is true substance. It's actually a very hopeless condition. Sometimes. It's like you enter a tunnel, somebody has told you on the end, other side of the tunnel, kya jagah hai yaar, tu jaake dekh. Achha, pakka na, haa. And then, par yahan to achha, yahan achha, ye to kuch bhi nahi hai, tu us side jaake dekh. Achha. And then you take a vehicle and psh, enter inside. Ye light hi nahi dikh raha bhai. And then you look back, aray yahan to kam se kam light hai, jahan mere ko malum hai. Wo bhi kam hote ja raha. And then there comes a U-turn. Oh, not a U-turn, little S-turn. And then you are in two minds. Either be light band ho jayega. Samne dekhi nahi raha. And then you take a turn. Little bit of a turn. This light is gradually diminishing and disappearing. The other light is not appearing yet. What you need is faith. Adav shraddha. Nahi. Us side mein light hai. Kisne bola? उसने बोला. किसने? वो जो देखा है उधर जाके. पक्का? तुझे मालूम है बोल रहा है सही? गया था कि नहीं? ऐसे बोल दिया तो? नो, उत्साहात निश्चयात धैर्यात. यू हैड अ फुल एंथुसियाज्म एंड पेशेंस. नो, अवश्य रक्षिवे कृष्णा इति विश्वास. सो दिस सिचुएशन इज एक्चुअली द मोस्ट painful part of the journey that we are in. Kind of a dhovi ka gadha. Idhar bhi nahi, udhar bhi nahi. But then, these wonderful festivals, where in the association of faithful, these discussions are made, discussions are happening, actually one can experience a taste of it. And then you say, well, I may not have that experience, but I know because I already experienced something close to it. Even here, here and now I have experience, so I know much more is there. This discussion happens in the discussion between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya met, who's Lord Chaitanya? Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani and the bodily effulgence of Radharani? He meets Ramananda Rai on the banks of Godavari. And he has heard from Sarvabhaumacharya that this person is a rasika. He really knows the essence. And Ramananda Rai meets him. They embrace each other. Externally, he is from a very lower family. But he is the governor of that place. So then, they embrace each other and bathe each other in tears. But seeing that people don't understand, here is a Brahmana, a sannyasi, what is he doing? So they restrain themselves. In the evening they meet. And then starts the discussion. Lord Chaitanya tells him, please, see, in the whole of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, there are only five discussions. That's all. Discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati, discussion with Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Ramananda Rai. That's it. With Prakashananda Saraswati, Mahaprabhu defeats Mayavad. With Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he defeats logic, mere logic. Tarkika Chirgala Sange Bhiu Bhiu Kori, Edesei Mukhe Sada Boli Krishna Hari. I was such a logician, dry logician. Simply playing with words. Nahi nahi rakshati dikrinkarane. But I was playing with words. Today I have realized. I have tasted the nectar. So he defeats two biggest nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatar. So that is defeated by Lord Chaitanya. With Sanatan Goswami, 2 months of discussion, there is sambandha jnana. How to establish the beauty of Krishna. The opulence of Krishna, the power of Krishna, the opulences of Krishna. You cannot but be attached and attracted. Sanatana Goswami is our Sambandha Acharya. And Radha Madan Mohan is our Sambandha Deva. Instead of Cupid, we are now attracted to Madan Mohan, the master of Cupid. Then, discussion with Rupa Goswami for 10 days on Abhidheya. How to establish that, how to re-establish that relationship. That is Govinda Dev. And Rupa Goswami is our Abhidheya Acharya. How to, first to know the relationship. Intellectually appreciate there is a relationship. Jivar Swarup Hoye Krishna Nityadas. Mamai Vamsho Jivaloke. And then to actually revive that relationship through process of bhakti, what we are doing. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 64 items of devotional service. Celebrating festivals and coming together in the association and, you know, remembering the beautiful name, fame, qualities, pastimes of the Lord. And then with Ramananda Rai, the discussion in on what is the ultimate sadhya. Sadhya is the ultimate goal. What is the ultimate goal of life? Ultimately, what are we supposed to be doing? Okay, we are doing all these our efforts. Some sadhana we are doing. Ultimately, for what? Prayojan kya hai? What's the ultimate prayojana? And that is Gopinath. Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vamshi Vatatatasthitaha Karshan Venu Swanair Gopi Gopinath Shriyestuna. He is our Prayojana Murti. And this discussion of what is the ultimate goal is happening in the meeting with Ramananda Rai. And when Ramananda Rai is sitting, Lord Chaitanya, amazingly, he is Jagat Guru. He is actually ultimately the universe guru of everyone, the original guru. He takes the position of an inquirer. And he is asking Ramananda Rai, a grahastha and a shudra. And here is a brahmana, a sannyasi, the crest jewel of sannyasis. And he is asking a question. Please tell me, sadhira sar, what is the essence of the goal of life? And the first thing Ramananda Rai says, he says, the goal of life is to strictly follow varnashram dharma. Varnashram acharavata Vishnu aradhyate pantha nanyat tattoshka. Even in the Bhagavad Gita it says, swadharma siddhim vindati manava. Swakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. 18th chapter. You should, wherever you are situated, just continue to do brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, brahmana, whatever you are, you just continue to perform your duty. That's all. You will achieve perfection. That's it. Mahavaru says, eho bahya, age ko hoar. Because he knew that today varnashram is so jeopardized that there is no substance there. Kalau shudra sambhava. It's not practical. And there is no clarity of who is God, how to please Him, whether actually Vishnu is pleased or not. We don't even know. Then he goes a little bit higher. Interestingly, the first four levels he quotes from Bhagavad Gita. The next he says is karma arpana. You're doing karma, but you offer it to God. Karma arpana. Yat karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, dadasi, yat tapasisi kaunti, yat kurushama darpana. Mahaprabhu says, eho bahya age kohoar. Because you're doing karma, but you may be out of so many other desires also. Then Ramananda Rai goes to the next level and says, actually karma tyag, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshishyam. Mahaprabhu says, eho bahya age kaho ar. Why? Because still there is speculative knowledge. You have your own conception of what surrender means. Your own conception of who God is. Then he says, Jnana Mishra Bhakti Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nashochati Nakangsati Samastarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti. Mahaprabhu says, Eho Bahya Age Koho Ar. Four times he says, Eho Bahya. Because still there is speculation. There is element of speculation. Brahmeti, whether it is Paramatma, whether it is Bhagavan. And when Ramananda Rai goes to the next level from the Bhagavatam, where Brahmaji is praying to Krishna after becoming humbled after the Brahma Vaimohan Leela, he says, Jnane prayasa udapasya namantayeva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sita shrutigatam tanuang manobhir ye prayasho ajita jitopi apita istrilokya. He said, eho hai. Aap tune kaam ki baat bola. And this is why three things are important here. Number one, no speculative knowledge. Jnane prayasa udapasya. My conception of what God is, no. Kick it out. Udapasya, throw it out of the window. No speculation. Then what should I do? Sthane shita shuti gatam. Hear from the right sources, the right subject matter with a right attitude. So here from evam parampara praptam, pranipatena, pariprashnena, sevaya. Here from a proper source, about who God is, who am I, what's my relationship, how to revive it, what's the ultimate goal of reviving that relationship, why should I do it? This is the beginning of devotional service. Ehohai. You know? Jnana karmadi anavratam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktirutva. That's very good. So at fifth level he says, this is real bhakti unmixed with any other. It's pure. Then Ramananda Rai says, love of God actually, not just hearing, but actually developing love for Krishna. And he appreciates. He said, Eho hai, aage kaho aar. Is there something higher? Yes, love of God is there. Is there something higher? Then Ramananda Rai says, when that love, truly love in the bhakti conception, love is not a noun. It is a verb. To love means to serve with a desire to please. Oh, I love you. I love you. Are khaak love you. Kuch kiya nahi. Jab bhi dekhta hai to love you. Kuch kiya hai mere liye. Ek anguthi kabhi la ke diya, ek saadi la ke diya. Love you. To love means to actually serve with a desire to please. So he says, but that love has, first there was, you are great. So what? So you are so great that I just watch you, that's all. That is shantaras. There is love, but a very torment kind of a love. Okay, he is mahan. Itne mahan, mai kya karu aapke liye? Bas aap khosh raho, mai bhi khosh raho. It's good. But it's not fully satisfying. Next is dasya prem. Where there is so much love, you want to serve. Even though there is no need, you realize actually the Lord doesn't need any seva. But I need to serve so that I will feel the satisfaction and I'm sure He loves me. He will accept whatever little I am offering. And the crest jewel of Dasya Bhav is Hanumanji. How eager he is to serve. He simply wants to serve. He doesn't want anything else. He simply wants to serve. And there is awe and reverence. There is awe and reverence. Great respect. So there is a distance. Then he says, Eho hai, aage kaho aar. Is there something higher than this? Yeah, this love. It's like concentrating. It's like a sugar water. It's being boiled and boiled and becomes, you know, sugar cane. It's like the love is becoming little more intensified. The awe and reverence is there. But there is friendship, sakya. In sakya, actually people know, like sometimes you may be friends with some very big person in society, but you know him since you were together, you know. Bolte na chaddi dost. Hum log sab saath mein hi padhe the. Aaj wo to bada ye maine ban gaya, industrialist ban gaya, minister ban gaya. Par wo to unko dekhta hu to main aise milta hu. I know who he is. But I really don't care. But I want to connect with him as a my friend. So there is appreciation of the position, but still there is so much intimacy that there is friendship. You see him as your equal. So that's a little more intensified form of love. Then he said, oh, Mahaprabhu said, Eho hai, aage kaho aar. Said, yes, there is one more. And that is Vatsalya Prem. Vatsalya Prem means you not only see him as great, you may know equal, You are concerned about protecting him. So much intense is the love that they actually want to protect. And they treat like a child. Like Yashoda Mai. This whole month we will be glorifying her. Wow! She tied Krishna so that he doesn't make mischief and he will hurt himself. Krishna will hurt himself. Yes, she is convinced. He mitti utti kha lega, bandar andar isko kar dega, ko band ke rakhna padega. What an amazing, you know, generally the conception in the world is God is great. You know, Bhurijan Prabhu was mentioning, he went to Italy. There's a huge this church. I don't know whether it is St. Peter's Church or whatever. Maybe that. But he said it's a huge church. And there is a huge dome made of stained glass. Paintings are all stained glass. So that when the light comes, those paintings become a different kind of glasses. Blue, yellow color glasses. And there is a picture of a powerful light coming in. And a devotee is going like this. Powerful light coming. It's like God is light, you know. Great light is coming. And the light is so like 10 million suns. Like in the Bhagavad Gita. When Vishwarup Darshan is there. So he said, please take back. The light is too strong. So like that. The light is there. And the devotee is going like this. God is great. And then Bhurijan Prabhu said, and imagine that person comes to Vrindavan and he sees this cowherd lady Yashoda is holding a rope and a stick and your God is going like this. Please, please, please leave me. What kind of a God is this? Is he scared? He's crying. Rudantam Ahuranetram Yugamam Rajat. Karambhoja yugmena sa atanka netram. Mohushva. You know, sometimes you see little children crying. The whole chest goes up and down. And they are somehow, you know, they are not, they don't have a hanky. Aisa karke. Both the hands. Yugmam rajantam. Karambhoja yugmena. And sa atanka netram. Actually, Krishna is so fearful of Mother Yashoda. Radha Govind Maharaj was giving a talk. He said, eyes are the windows of the heart. Whatever is your emotion, your eyes reveal it. If you're feeling lusty, your eyes reveal it. If you're feeling sad, your eyes reveal it. If you're feeling fearful, your eyes reveal it. The eyes are the windows of the heart. Therefore, the politicians always put big specs. because they don't want. This is what Radha Govind Maharaj said. Isiliye hamare rajniti bade bade kale chasma pehante. Why? Because they don't want to know exactly what is the feeling going on. You can peep into the heart through the eyes. And here is Krishna so fearful. Actually fearful. Because he has done a mischief. And Yashoda Mai is convinced, if I don't protect him, he will hurt himself. Who can understand? Three times Bhurijan Prabhu said, who can understand this? People talk about, God is great, God is great. Devotee is greater than God. Ajita jitopi, he controls God. Baitabhi chupchap. Baan ke rakti hun. Can you imagine? Actually, devotee is convinced, hey, bacha, he will hurt himself. What kind of a love is that, where even though they know the greatness, one time Krishna opened his mouth and Yashoda Mai saw the whole universe within the mouth of Krishna. And she's thinking, main kya soch rahi hu, main Vrajeshwari hu, main ye hu, saab, janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Nonsense, this is not my child. This is the Supreme Lord. Controller of millions of universes. What kind of a mood I am. Krishna didn't like it. Ye maza nahi aa raha. Krishna closed his mouth. And he smiled.
The smile was so enchanting. She completely forgot what she saw. Mummy, will you not feed me? Yes, beta, chal jaldi chal. Instantly she forgot. That's Krishna's yoga maya. So there is so much intensity of love that devotee actually does not care whether you are God or not. I love you because who you are. Krishna, I love you because who you are. Even forget about asking for something. Parents don't ask from children. In fact, children ask from parents. They are only concerned about protecting. You know, sometimes in this Radha Vallabh Sampradaya, they have this Laddu Gopa. Usko sweater dalne ka, usko khilane ka, AC lagane ka, isme, in summer. Hey, he is a child. You don't have a child, please protect. Why are you protecting? Tere ko protect karna mera kaam. So this is Vatsalya Bhav. And he glorifies, for everything he quotes scriptures. How devotees of the Lord are glorifying Nanda Maharaj, glorifying Yashoda Maiya. Wow, what kind of a good fortune that you are personally feeding Krishna, you are just holding Krishna and you are singing lullaby for Krishna. Wow, what kind of glorious position is that? This is the highest perfection of life. Mahaprabhu says, Eho hai, aage ko ho ar. Still something higher? He said, yes. There's one more. Kanta prema sarva sadhya sar. Conjugal love. Where Krishna is seen as a beloved and themselves as a lover. More like a husband and wife or a lover and a beloved. Interestingly, the higher the relationships, it is all encompassing. All the lower, just like if a 5-liter can is there, there is a 4-liter, 3-liter, 2-liter, 1-liter can. The 1-liter can hold only 1 liter. 2 can hold only 2. 3 can hold only 3. 4 can hold only 4. 5-liter can hold 5. But within 5 is contained 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. Similarly, within the Kanta Ras, the conjugal love of lover and the beloved, is contained. Shanta, you are great, I am insignificant. What can I do for you? You are so great, I am so insignificant. But just accept my respects. That is also there. The gopis actually know Krishna is extremely great. The gopis are the best servants. You know, they exactly know how to please Krishna, to serve Him in such a way that Krishna is pleased. They are the most intimate friends. With friends, you don't care about awe and reverence. It's like more intimate and you can express your heart. Just be yourself. With friend is someone with whom you can completely express your heart without the fear of being judged. Unconditional acceptance. Tu kuch bhi ho, tu mera dost. This is true friendship. Suhridam sarvabhutana. And gopis also think him to be the ultimate friend. And Krishna considers them also. Within that is contained the vatsalya also. Huh? Pati patni mein vatsalya aa jata hai. Actually, I have seen, one couple, the husband is a big devotee, he has a large following, big position in ISKCON. He had come with his wife, and there was a class going on, and after the class, can you imagine so many dozens of devotees sitting, and one devotee, after the whole discussion, question answer over, and some devotee brought him sitafal juice, and which he liked very much. So he tasted it.
full one glass he drank. So that devotee asked, Prabhuji, aur thoda? Then he almost said yes, and then he looked at his wife. And the wife just looked like him. It was like a child looking at mummy. Literally, and the wife just turned and looked at him. Bas, ho gaya. And he said, Thik hai, baad mein. It is not henpecked, it is respect. Because she is the one, tu to pee lega baad mein, tera dekhbhal mere ko karna padega. Literally, she took care of him like a child. When he was sick. So, yaad hai na, kaisa sick hua tha, I had to take care. You don't drink. Don't eat. It's out of love. It's out of, it is, it is, it, this is very difficult to understand. At least for me. As a brahmachari. Others are understanding and appreciating and laughing. They are able to connect and relate. Haji, kyun ji? I have to take permission before eating this. I've seen actually. Powerful personalities. Big, big industrialists. Ek extra samosa khana to puchna padega. Baad mein mehenga padega. So, it is within that is contained all kinds of services. Service as a servant. Service as a friend. Service as a out of concern, even chastising. Out of concern. Out of love. In a mood of serving. There's no question of controlling, but Krishna is telling this to Durvas Muni. You fool. You don't understand, you yogi. You don't understand my relationship with Ambarish Maharaj. Vashe kurvanti mam bhaktya sat priyah sat patim yatha. This is Vishnu telling to Durvas Muni. Vashe kurvanti mam bhaktya. They control me by their devotion. Just as a chaste wife controls her gentle husband by her service. And he quotes several verses to show how this is the ultimate level where all the rasas are included. And Krishna and Lord Chaitanya says, Eho Uttam. He said, wow, this is really Aage ko ho aar. Aage ko ho. Ramanand Rai says, so far in this whole world, I haven't come across another individual who, after hearing this, has asked for Aage ko ho aar. Give me something more. Tell me something more. Because to gopis, Krishna told during the Ras Leela, when they left everything, here we are talking about leaving home, this, everything. Gopis left in a second. Though they were very much in the midst of their family. Children, husband, in-laws, everyone was there. But when the call of the flute came, instantly the gopis left everything. Nishidyamana bahubhi. Bhratrubhi, Bandubhi. Like a dam, heavy river that has broke the dam and flows. Toime ananya vishaya matir madhupateya sakrit. Their love for Krishna was so pure, so intense, that nothing in this creation could stop them from coming to Krishna when Krishna called them with a desire to please and serve him. They left everything. And Krishna in reciprocation is telling them, I can't reciprocate with you. The kind of love you have shown, na parayeham niravadya samyuja. Even in one day of Brahma, I can't repay my love to you. The kind of love you have shown me. It's impossible for me. Krishna says, Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhaja. As you reciprocate, I will reciprocate. He says, Gopis, I can't reciprocate with you. Impossible for me. Because you have exclusively served, left everything in for me. I can't do that. I can't do that. Because there's so many living entities. Krishna loves everyone. He loves Yashoda. He's 100% reciprocating with everyone. I can't pay back. After hearing this, Lord Chaitanya said, Hey Uttam, aar kichu kaho. Little bit, is there something higher? He said, no one has asked me ever. However, there is one thing. Amongst all the gopis, there was one gopi for whom Krishna was ready to reject a... Without that gopi, all the millions of gopis could not completely satisfy Krishna. For which even Krishna left the rasa dance. When she left, imagine millions of gopis. And they are performing this rasa reciprocation. And suddenly that gopi walks out and Krishna is feeling sunya itam jagat sarvam. And for her, he left all the others and went. Anaya aradhito nunam bhagavan haririshwarah yanno vihaya govinda pritoyam anayadrah. So he left, when she left, he left everyone and went in search for her. And when he couldn't find her, he was completely bewildered in separation from her. He was crying. And then that gopi came. Quiz for you. Who is that gopi? Lalita Sakhi? Srimati Radharani ki? Radharani exactly knows what will please Krishna. She knew that he's not giving me enough attention that I deserve for him to enjoy in this group. So therefore, she left. It appears externally that she was proud. And Krishna left. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this verse, Anayaradhito Nuna. There is another person whose worship, Bhagavan Haririshwar, Yanno Vihaya, for whose association Krishna left all of us. And Pritoyam Anayadraha, he took her to a very secluded place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this shloka is told by Chandravali. Because amongst all the millions of gopis of Vrindavan, who are expansions of his own, 1008 gopis are the cream. Amongst them, 108 are most. Amongst them, 8 are supreme. Amongst them, 2 are the most dear to Krishna. That is Srimati Radharani and Chandravali. And amongst both of them, there is no doubt that Radharani is the ultimate lover who can please Krishna like no one else. Of course, we understand she is his ladini potency, internal potency, pleasure potency. Whatever little devotion we have, it's because of her love's one drop. If there is some attraction for Krishna, it's because of one drop of the ocean, unlimited, bottomless and shoreless ocean of love that Srimati Radharani has for Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu said, oh, this is really amazing. Is there something that you want to give me more? And then of course it goes on. Please read Chaitanya Charitamrita for that. It goes into dizzy heights, which is little... There are different, more intimacy of affection between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. But the point is, that's the ultimate goal, which we can't imitate, but which we worship and eventually we aspire for. I would like to conclude with, so how many of you here, irrespective of which body you are in, male or female, how many of you want to be a gopi in Vrindavan? Please raise your hand. अच्छा आप लोग सब दूसरे रस में है लगता है दासी नहीं माला करते रहो Who doesn't want to be a gopi in the spiritual world? Actually, all our acharyas are either manjaris or gopis. Who is Ramananda Rai? Vishakha Sakhi. Who is Swarup Damodar Goswami? Lalita Sakhi. We have this mundane concept, Dhritarashtra mentality. No, yaar, ladki nahi banne ka mero. लड़का बनूंगा दो ग्वाल वाल बनूंगा क्रिकेट विकेट खेलेंगे आराम से वी स्टिल हैव दिस धृतराष्ट्र कंसेप्शन वी आर स्टक इन अवर पैलेस ऑफ यू नो कंडीशनिंग ट्रूली दैट्स अल्टीमेट परफेक्शन ऑफ प्लीजिंग आई टेल यू व्हाई आई एम टेलिंग दिस इट्स वन थिंग टू से आई वांट टू बी गोपी But let's see, what is this consciousness of the gopis which makes Krishna say that, I can't repay your love. There are a few verses I'm going to read this. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Generally we don't discuss such high stuff, we say. But then why did Prabhupada give this? Why did Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami give this? To understand and appreciate what is it that we are aspiring for? What should we pray for when we come in front of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath? So, this is Ramananda Rai telling Lord Chaitanya. Sakhira sabhava eka akathya kathan Krishna sah nijalilae nahi sakhirman. Interesting. Just listen to the consciousness of the gopis who are serving, assisting Srimati Radharani to please Krishna. There is an inexplicable fact, very difficult to understand. There is an inexplicable fact about the natural inclination of the gopis. You know what the gopis' inclination is? The gopis never want to enjoy themselves with Krishna personally. The gopis never want to enjoy themselves with Krishna personally. They don't want to enjoy with Krishna. Krishna saha radhikar lila jay karay nija sukha haite tate koti sukha pay. The happiness of the gopis increases 10 million times when they serve to engage Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in their transcendental pastimes. So, when the gopis facilitate the whole arrangement so that Radharani, who exactly knows how to please Krishna, she is the Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani. She knows Devi Krishnamayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmimayi Sarva Kanta Sammohini Para. She exactly knows what will please Krishna. And therefore, all the gopis simply want to assist her. And when they assist Srimati Radharani to come and have wonderful pastimes of Krishna, their happiness increases 10 million times, not 100 times, not 1,000, 10 million times. Now listen to what Radharani says. राधार स्वरूप कृष्ण क्रीम कल्पलता सखीगण होयतार पल्लव पुष्प पाता बाय नेचर व्हाट एन अमेजिंग एनालॉजी बाय नेचर Srimati Radharani is just like a creeper of love of God. And the gopis are the twigs, flowers and leaves of that creeper. Krishna's lotus feet and the body is like a tree. And Radharani is like the creeper. The creeper is embracing the tree. But whatever the creeper receives the nourishment, actually it all goes to the flowers, the leaves. So the sakhis are compared to the creepers, the twigs and the flowers of that creeper. When nectar of Krishna's pastimes is sprinkled on the creeper, that happiness is derived by the twigs, flower and leaves is 10 million times greater than that derived by the creeper itself. The amazing thing is, of course Radharani is directly serving Krishna, but the enjoyment that she is receiving in pleasing and serving Krishna, the sakhis and the gopis receive millions of times more by assisting Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is not satisfied. Her goal is to see that all the sakhis interact with Krishna. And gopis know that Srimati Radharani will be pleased when we go and associate with Krishna. Otherwise we have no interest in Krishna. But because Srimati Radharani will be pleased, and if Srimati Radharani will be pleased, Krishna will be pleased. And if Krishna is pleased, Radharani is pleased. And if Radharani is pleased, the creeper, then 10 million times the gopis are pleased. Confusion ho raha thoda. Maharaj, ek cheez bolo, kaun please hota hai? Ghuma phira ke mat bolo. Ye inexplicable fact hai. You really don't know who enjoys more. Dui lage huda hudi. There is competition. And ultimately, the winner of this competition is a person who feels he has lost. The loser is the winner. And the winner is the loser. Kuch samajh mein aaya? Nahi na, mujhko bhi nahi samajh mein aaya, chinta mat karo. Ek din jab tunnel se bahar niklenge, sab samajh mein aayega. But abhi samajh lo, ki abhi nahi samajh sakte. Isko sirf padh ke aanand lena hai bas. It's difficult to conceive, that's the nature of spirituality. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purna, Purnamadacha. 1 plus 1, 1. 1 minus 1, 1. 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, 1. Ye kaun sa mathematics hai bhai? Ye adhyatmik mathematics hai. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purna, Purnamadacha. Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnamevavish. Purna. Completely bewildering. To the Purna level. But that's the nature of spirituality. It's not able to understand. We can see it even after coming to Krishna consciousness. Some people who are not Krishna, we will never understand. Tu log karte kya udhar jaake? Tu aake dekh. Nahi nahi, aana nahi. Tu karte kya tu? Subah subah jaake, 4-4 ghanta kyun baithte ho aap log? It's difficult to explain. Mukavat. It's like a dumb man who has seen a ghost. And somebody is asking, kya dekha tu? Nahi samjha, kya dekha tu? Theek hai, samjha, jo bhi hai, tu kar bas. A dumb man trying to see the ghost. He said, I can't explain. Only one who has experienced a little bit can understand what it is. And can I tell, tu aaja idhar. You experience it. Susukham kartum. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam. It has to be experienced to be understood. However, still on an objective level we can try to understand. So what should be our prayer? I was just thinking. As prayer karna kya hai Bhagwan ke saamne? What should we really pray for on this most auspicious day of the most auspicious month of the year? And for the whole month, we can express our desire, our affection, our love by offering this lamp. His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj says, when we offer the lamp, we are offering the lamp of our love. asking nothing other than more love, more service, that we can simply please you, Krishna, and you be pleased. You be pleased, that's all. Automatically you will be pleased. Because when the creeper is pleased, the twigs, the flowers, the leaves will automatically be satisfied. So we can pray. I was thinking, what should be my prayer? We can pray to Krishna that let him be my ultimate pati. Srihapati, Yajnapati, Prajapati, Dhyampati, Lokapati, Dharapati. Patir gatischa andhaka vrishni sattvatam. Truly, he is the only maintainer. He is the ultimate master. We are all meant to serve him. Jiver swarup hoy Krishna nitya das. Pati is not just husband. Pati means the maintainer. Bharta. So he should be mat prana nathas tu sa eva na paraha. Let Krishna, you be my ultimate master and your lotus feet be my ultimate gati. You know, that's my goal. Service to your lotus feet. In the mood of being gopi bhartur padakamali or das dasanu das. Simply I want to not reach you, not serve you directly, but simply become an assistant to the assistant of your assistants. That's what Lord Chaitanya, Radharani, in the mood of Radharani prayed. Let my mati be always in him. You know, toi me ananya vishaya matir madhupateya sakrit. Let my consciousness, Krishna bhakta rasa bhavita mati, kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate, tatrapi laulyam ekalam. Let that be greed to make my consciousness fully absorbed in you. Actually, that's the purpose of all our sadhana. Smartavya statadam vishnur vismartavyona. Let me never forget you. Let me always remember you. You know? And, O Krishna, for that, let me at the end of the day develop some rati. Dharma sonushtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyaha na utpadayet yadi ratim shramaye vahi kevalam. If at the end of our whole effort, throughout the day, throughout a week, throughout a year, throughout decades, throughout our life or lifetimes of efforts of serving, what do we want? We just want, if at the end of the day we have not developed an attraction or love for Krishna, shramayeva hi kevalam, it's all waste of time. And that is what Lord Chaitanya came to exhibit. Bhagavan sambandha bhakti abhideya hoy, prema prayojana vede tina vastu koy. That first and foremost, to establish our sambandha, todo, chodo, modo or jodo, to connect with Krishna. Madan Mohan. The whole world is mad after Madan, Cupid. But to turn that and to move to Madan Mohan, sambandha, in the association of true lovers of Krishna, we may also develop some understanding and attraction to Madan Mohan. And then pray to Govinda Dev, you know, to engage our senses in some way trying to please and serve. And thus, be attracted someday to the flute of Krishna. And that flute play, what is that flute play? His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in one particular lecture. What is that flute sound? Karshan Venu Sunair Gopir Gopinatha Shriyastunaha. It's nothing but the love of his heart that comes through his lips, enters through the flute
and comes through in the form of this transcendental sound and goes inside the ears of the gopis, and like a magnet, Krishna means akarshati, he's like an ultimate magnet, like little iron filings, attracts the heart of the devotees. Nothing in the world can stop that attraction. That's love. Gangai vaugha mudarmati. Just like the rushing of Ganga towards the ocean. Nothing can stop. So, yes, we are incapable of understanding all that. But like Vidura, the great acharyas, timely come into our lives, forcefully walk into our lives, and do whatever is necessary, speaking gently, speaking harshly, knowing fully well what will best help us to appreciate what's truly beneficial for us. So how fortunate we are that a Vidura-like personality, Srila Prabhupada, has come in our lives and not dragged us to Himalayas like Dhritarashtra, but actually to Vrindavan. He left Vrindavan at the age of 70 to bring Vrindavan to all of us at our doorstep, online order. Idhar bhej do ji. Right our doorstep. Radha Gopinath Mandir. Bhagavat says, where should one want to reside? By telling three statements where you should not reside. He said, Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga Na Bhagavat Bhagavatastatra Tadashraya Nayatra Yagyesha Makha Mahotsava Suresha Lokopi Navaisa Sevyasan. The place, if there is no Nayatra Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha means the Supreme Lord. Katha Sudha Apaga. Apaga means river. Where the river of Krishna Katha is not flowing constantly. Na Bhagavato Satra Yadashraya. Wherever the river flows, because in the river there are beautiful lotus flowers, so beautiful birds come and reside there. Wherever there is a river, beautiful birds reside there. So where the river constantly is flowing, where there are always these bird-like devotees, the cuckoos, the chakravaka birds, who revel in those places nearby the river. And nayatra yagyesha makha mahotsava, where there is constant yagya, mahotsava, of the chanting of the holy name. Suresha lokopi, even if it is Indraloka, the comfort, the opulence of Indraloka is there. I don't care. I want to reside there. So Srila Prabhupada has created Vrindavan all over the world, practically every town and village, so that we don't have to leave and go somewhere. We stay where sthane sthita. You be where you are. But organize our lives in such a way that hearing and chanting, associating and observing these wonderful festivals is the center of our life. And rest everything, just do the needful. And then it really doesn't matter, like Yudhishthir Maharaj, whether you are in the palace or you are out there. When proper time comes, everything will happen automatically because Krishna will take care. But we have to make the endeavor to create Vrindavan within our heart. So, That could be a wonderful prayer and such an amazing darshan today. So, thank you very much for your patient hearing. And I'll also pray that as Krishna is playing flute, let him attract the hearts of everything, like flowers, twigs, and the leaves. Let's be attached to the tree along with the creeper. Avshishi Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Shishi Sarat Purnima Mahotsav Ki Nitai Gaura Primanandi Sri Kartik Mas Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitai Gaura Primanandi. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, there is an announcement. Today's Sunday breakfast prasad is sponsored by Veena Chandra Gangwani Mataji, seeking blessings for her and her family. So let us express our best wishes, gratitude and prayers by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.